This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
Trees of green, red roses.
Hello, everyone. This is just a note that today's program will be a rebroadcast as Paul is across the ocean.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, we're getting closer to spring. Much closer. Within a month and a half, we'll be thinking about spring. I know that Groundhog said it's going to be a longer winter than we expect, but we're going to keep our fingers crossed that he was wrong. And the way this winter's been going, it would be nice to have a nice early spring. So we'll see. We'll take it day by day and use the winter to prepare for the spring garden. This morning what I want to do is take your calls if you have questions. But I'm going to talk about the different vegetables that you can plant in your garden and how much room they're going to take, how long they're going to take to grow, how far apart to space them, and of course, conditioning the soil. That's the thing. And then sunlight. If you want a good vegetable garden, you need to have about 10 hours of direct sunlight. It doesn't have to be all at once, but it's got to be 10 hours of bright light. And the majority of that time should be the sun just hitting the garden itself, not with the shade of trees over the garden. So number one, sunlight. 10 hours of direct sun to make everything grow to their potential, to give you a nice heavy crop, heavy producing crop. And on the average, you're going to need 1 inch of water per week. And that's on most of your vegetables. Now, that inch of water will depend on the type of soil that you have. If your soil is sandy, with just a good soaking rain, everything flushes right through the ground, you're going to need more water. If you have some clay in your soil, you're going to need a little bit less water because the clay can retain the moisture that much longer. And hopefully, it's not a lot of clay. You don't want a soil that's very, very heavy. And when you get a good soaking rain, the water kind of sits in that garden for a longer period than normal, and that can almost stunt the plants and prevent them from growing to their potential. So, we'll start with the soil. The soil should be free of weeds, at least to start off the year, and you want to have some good organic matter. And the one thing that I do every couple of years, I will try and get a good load of cow manure. And if you have a good-sized garden, then a good load of manure will really help to retain the moisture. It will help to provide an environment for the beneficial microbes to really thrive in your garden. It will give them a lot of nutrients from the animal manure. And it doesn't matter if it's cow manure, if it's horse manure, or if it's chicken manure. Chicken manure is a lot stronger, so you wouldn't need as much of the chicken manure. Cow manure is usually readily available if you live out of the city, more in the suburbs. And horse manure, the same way. You're not going to see too many horses in the middle of the city. And then if you're getting fresh manure, it can't be right out of the horse. It's got to be seasoned. It has to sit there for at least 6 months into a big pile, so that as the manure has a chance to compost, it's going to create heat. And that's the secret. If you want to have your own compost pile, you need to have heat. The heat will kill all of the seed that you don't want to have in your garden. A horse doesn't eat just grains, a bag of grain. They'll graze on your property. They'll eat the weeds as well as the grasses. And if those weeds have made seed pods, they're going to eat the seed pods at the same time. And usually the seeds are protected with an outer coating that will allow it to go through the animal in one end, out the other. And that will, if it's not composted and really gets hot, those seeds spread on your garden will be like putting down weed seeds in your soil. So make sure that animal manure is at least 6 months old. The older, the better. And I'll tell you, if you put fresh manure in your garden and your plants are there, you could also burn the delicate seedlings that are there. Will definitely kill any seeds that are in the ground that you've planted. So make sure that if you are ordering a truckload or half a truckload of animal manure, that you know the source, you know how they compost it, and that it is well rotted, just to get rid of the seeds. If they're eating bales of hay, for example, and this time of the year, this is what they're doing. There's no natural food for them, especially if you live in a northern climate. Most of your animals are indoors right now because of the snow and the cold weather. So they're being fed bales of hay that the farmer either raise or purchase to feed them during the cold period in the winter. And that manure is cleaned daily out of the barn, put into a big pile, and that's where it creates the heat. And if you've ever driven by a dairy farm, you will see a big pile of manure on one end of the barn, and get a good snow, you will see steam coming out of the top. And that's a good indicator that manure is composting, it's rotting, it's creating that heat to break it down and also cook the seeds that the animals have been eating that they didn't chew and break down. So well-seasoned manure, that's the thing you've got to look at. And if you're able to go and look at it, or you have recommendations from friends or neighbors that purchase that
manure in bulk. That's things that you have to consider. Don't pick out a number out of a newspaper and just say, bring me a truckload of manure. Go see it if you can, or find out who bought it so that you can talk to them to make sure that it is well rotted and seasoned so that you don't create a problem for you. And it's happened to a lot of you. It's happened to me once, and I learned my lesson really well. Brought in 10 yards of cow manure, spread it all over the garden, and I'll tell you, what a smell. For about a week, every time you walked or drove by the garden, you knew there was manure on top of that soil. And once we tilled it in, we had more weeds that year than we ever had. So I let the person know I was not happy, never bought from him again, and found somebody that was a little bit more honest. Now, if you have a question, call us. It's toll-free. The number is 855-660-4261. We're here to help you this morning. And coming up later in the day, I have contacted a friend of mine in Maine because we had a caller that wanted information about seaweed. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. It's toll-free, so give us a call if you have any gardening questions this morning. Nathan is there, and he'll get you set up. As a matter of fact, Nathan told me we just have a caller. Nathan, who is that caller?
It's true. Michael's over there in Stowe, Mass.
Michael, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
Paul, my brother lives in New Jersey, and unfortunately he dug out his dahlias, has quite a number of them, but put them in his hothouse back in October.
Yeah.
And they've been in the hothouse until, like, yesterday he noticed them. So he asked me to give you a call and wanted to determine if there's still a possibility that they'd be okay and what you'd recommend he should do.
Okay. Have they sprouted or?
No.
No. Okay.
No,
so
the hothouse is not heated. It's a cold frame hothouse.
Oh, okay.
So that's what he's concerned about.
Okay. The thing that he needs to do is to go into the hothouse where he's stored his dahlias and just squeeze them. And as long as they feel nice and firm, they're going to be okay. If they feel soft, if they look like they're all wrinkled and or even mushy, that's not a good sign.
They
should stay dormant, but they shouldn't freeze.
Okay.
And I like your brother, I love the dahlias. And what I do in the fall, I dig them up and cut off the old stem, leave about a 3-inch stem attached to that cluster of tubers, looks like potatoes growing on the end of a stem. And what I'll do is I'll take a string tag and a black magic marker, and I'll write the height and the color. And then I'll attach that to the little stump. and I'll put it in my basement. And I just will take some banana boxes. I found that works really hard. It's nice, stiff cardboard. They get a little bit of wax on them so that it doesn't get all soft. And I just put the box on the floor, the tubers in the box, and put a little bit of peat moss or bark mulch on them just to prevent them from really drying out. And it works really well. The problem that he has is if his temperature went down, and we know that the whole East Coast got really, really cold, there's a chance that that bulb may have frozen. And by looking at it, if he sees that it's all wrinkled, it's soft and mushy, then he may have lost everything there.
Okay. So thank you very much.
Yeah, that's about the only thing that you can do. If they're wrinkled but they're still hard, then then there's a good possibility that it's going to come back. But if he squeezes, if he squeezes and it's all soft, then they're not going to make it when spring gets here.
Great. Thank you very much, Paul. Have a great weekend now.
You too, Mike.
Bye-bye.
When you store bulbs, and it's something that's very easily done, when I was 13, I worked on weekends and after school some days, especially in the spring. We had a neighbor about four houses down, and she had a little farm stand. And she leased some land and grew beautiful dahlias, small, like a 2-inch flowers, up to the really big dish varieties that got to be about 10 inches. And in the spring, my two brothers and I and a couple of other kids would go and we would help them plant it. And the owner's oldest son would plow rows, and we would space them and cover them over. And then in the fall, we would do the opposite. We would dig them up, cut them back, label them. And she had a two-car garage underneath the house. And we would store them in the garage, and we would stack them up a good 3 feet high, and they did very well. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. health, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Perrincott Club. If you need some help, don't be shy. It's just you and me. Pick up the phone. Call 855-660-4261. One thing that I do, if you're going to be bringing in bulbs and storing them in your basement for the winter months, is I'll buy a container. You don't need a lot, just like a one-pound shaker, like a rose and flower dust, or tomato vegetable garden dust. And I'll bring my bulbs in the home, but make sure that they're well dried. You don't want to bring them in when they're all muddy and wet. Give them a chance to dry thoroughly. You don't have to shake all of the soil off of it. Get the bulk of the soil off, but if there's still some soil on the bulbs or the tubers, it's not going to be a big deal. But what I will do is I'll set them in my containers, and I'll take either tomato vegetable or rose and flower dust and just shake it right on top of the tubers or the bulbs. And in that dust, there is an insecticide and fungicide, and that will eliminate the possible problem of insects feeding on the bulbs or diseases rotting them. And it works very, very well. And that way you don't have to worry about that. But bulbs should be stored in a building that the temperatures stay above freezing. So I don't know what's going to happen with Mike's brother. New Jersey is a little bit warmer than where I live in Maine. So we'll see. But in the future, if you're going to be storing them in a building without any heat like that, then what you would need to do is insulate them. And it could be as easy as putting several layers of old blankets over it, and that will help to keep them from freezing. Just like if you've got your garden planted and they're calling for a frost, then you would put a sheet over it to try and prevent the frost from building up on the foliage and freezing it. So if you have a building like that, you're in a warmer climate, and definitely New Jersey is a lot warmer than where I live in Kennebunk, Maine. Put a blanket or a couple of old blankets and then maybe a tarp on top of it just to try and hold the heat and prevent the frost from getting into it, and that will help a great deal. So there's all kinds of little tricks, but usually your basement is the best place to store. It's cold, so the bulbs won't begin to sprout early in the year. They don't need to be covered with blankets, just a little bit of peat moss or bark mulch. Something that's fine, not chunks of bark, but a nice broken down composted bark mulch will work very, very well. But I always sprinkle the dust, the rose and flower dust or tomato vegetable garden dust. It doesn't matter which one. They both have basically the same types of insecticides and fungicide added to the blend, and that will prevent insect and diseases on your plants. And, you know, the major insects would be aphids. So you want to keep them dormant, dust them to prevent any problems, and then keep them so that they don't freeze. So we'll see what happens with Mike's. So we're talking about getting the garden ready. And coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to have somebody that will help you out. Last week we had a caller, and they were interested in seaweed. And I have a friend in Maine, and his business is seaweed. This time of the year, he will harvest two types of seaweed. One type of seaweed for working into your soil, and another type of seaweed for packing seafood, like lobster, crab, clams, just to keep them so that they have moisture and they have oxygen that's coming off of that for shipping purposes. But when the weather gets warmer, he will go out and he'll harvest a different type of seaweed that he will sell dried, and it's edible seaweed. So we're going to talk about all the different types of seaweed and how it will benefit your soil. And where I live in Kennebunk, I'm about 15, 20 minutes from the ocean. And in the fall, and you can do this right now, is I go down to the beach with some black trash bags, something that's really strong. And I have a two-wheeler and a wheelbarrow, and I will use either or. Fill my trash bags, lug it back to the car on the two-wheeler or the wheelbarrow, and then at this time of the year, if there's no snow on your garden, you could just lay it right on top of the soil. If there is snow in the garden, you can do the same thing. But when there's snow on the ground, what I will do is to fill the black trash bags with seaweed. And I'll fill them about half to three quarters, depending on the weight of it, something that I can handle. And what I will do when I get home is I will put a brand new plastic bag over the original, just in case there are any holes in it. And I'll set up my trash bags filled with the seaweed close to the house, up against the fence where it's out of the way, and drag out the hose temporarily, fill the bags with maybe 4 or 5 gallons of water, not to the top, but put some moisture in it, and then twist the top of that bag nice and tight, tie it with a piece of string, and the black bag will pick up the sun. It will create some heat in there, and with the water, the seaweed will begin to rot. And when you get to April, and you're getting ready to condition the soil, you just drag these bags to your garden, open them up, and just dump that rotted seaweed all over the garden. Then you can till it in, you can pitchfork it in, or you can just side dress between the rows with your composted seaweed. Now, seaweed is a wonderful way to take care of your garden. If you cover the ground with it, it will prevent weed seeds from coming up. Just like putting down mulch in your shrubbery beds, in your perennial beds, just to keep down the weeds, it will help to retain the moisture. And every time you water that garden, or it rains, all of the goodness of that seaweed will filter down into the soil, and it will make everything grow. Now, the difference between peat moss and seaweed is they'll both do the same thing in your soil. They'll both help to break up the clay in your soil if it's really heavy. If your soil is sandy, just like if you live near the ocean or in areas where you have a lot of sand, it will help to retain moisture. But the difference between peat moss and seaweed is filled with all of the nutrition from the ocean, all of the goodness, all of the fertilizer that's in that is fresh from the ocean. And there's microbes in that. And when it's mixed with the soil, all of the microbes leave the seaweed, go into the soil, and begin to develop a colony. Once you've developed a colony, then, and your soil is nice and healthy, nice and thick, then you don't have to turn over the garden anymore because you have these colonies, just like we are on this planet. We've inhabited cities, we've made towns, and we try and take care of the soil. Well, these colonies are in your garden. And if you take the rototiller and you till the soil, then you're going to break apart these colonies, and then they have to work hard to repopulate those areas. So if you can add seaweed, if it's your average garden, you haven't thought much about the soil, then get a good load of animal manure. If it's a small garden, you can buy it by the bag at your local nursery and garden center. But blend in the manure. In the fall, when you're raking the leaves, take all of those leaves, and I do this every year, and I'll tell you, it makes a big, big difference. I'll rake my leaves in piles, get a big blue tarp, rake all the leaves onto the tarp, and then drag it to the vegetable garden. And I'll put it in a very wide row. I'll take my lawnmower, either a push or a sit down, and drive right through the pile. You don't want to make it a foot tall, but 10, 12 inches or less. And as the lawnmower, as you drive through it, the blades will chop it up. And it will blow the little pieces into your garden. And pine needles and oak and maple, poplar, whatever you have, just grind them up, let them blow into the garden. and that will add organic matter. Just think, if you were to go for a walk in the woods, and I did this, I do it often. You have a lot of big, tall trees. You just take a hand, and you'll see all of the dead leaves right on the ground. Dig into the soil, and you'll see an area 2 to 3 inches deep of rotted leaves and pine needles and little pieces of branches. And they're creating rich soil as these leaves fall year after year after year. And it will create a layer of fresh soil for the future. So anything that you can add to the garden, leaves, pine needles, grass clippings, and grass clippings, what I do is I will mow the grass, and if it's the time of the year where the lawn is really growing, I'll take all my leaves and spread it between the plants and let them dry out. And again, it will help to control the weeds. Only use grass clippings that have not been treated with either a pre-emergence crabgrass or a broadleaf weed killer.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Well, the sun's starting to come up. It's getting a little bit brighter, and it's going to be a nice day. Let's look at it that way. Cold yesterday, had a little bit of snow, changed over into, started as rain, froze, and then back to snow. So the roads are pretty slippery in your driveway, so be careful as you get up and going this morning. So just be aware of it. Nathan tells us we have a caller. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike in New Hampshire.
Mike from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Hey, question. I'm looking to start tomatoes from seed this year. Typically, I buy them at a garden center, and, you know, the tomato plants, when you do that, are about a good 8 inches or so, and you bury them into the ground so that they grow. If I start them by seed, and when should I start them, and do I want the plants to be, you know, just a couple inches tall and plant them at surface level, or do I want to start them earlier so that they can grow to be 8 to 10 inches tall and plant them deeper into the soil?
Right. The time that it takes to give you a good, healthy, mature plant at planting would be 6 to 8 weeks before you're going to be putting them in the ground. So if your normal planting time is going to be May 1st, then you got to figure April, the month of April. And then, so like the second week in March, third week in March, so 4 to 6 weeks, I'm sorry, 6 to 8 weeks, so May, it'll be April and March, so the end of February. You don't want to start them too early because they're going to get really, really tall. But, you know, one thing that works really good, Mike, when I first started with the vegetable garden, I had a next-door neighbor, and he just loved to work in a vegetable garden. He was a bus driver for the tea in Quincy, Massachusetts, and he would get up around 5 o'clock and go in the garden, check everything out before he went to work. And when it was time to plant, he said, let's go to the nursery and we'll buy some tomato plants. And I went in and I bought these nice 6-7 inch tall tomatoes. And he bought some that were about 15 inches tall. And I said, those are really tall. And he said, that's okay. You buy yours. I mean, they look nice, but my plants are going to be better than yours. And what he did, we planted them together. He dug a hole about 4 inches deep and then a little bit of a trench, maybe 6 inches long. And he put the root ball in about 3 inches deep. We put compost and various things into the soil to condition it. Set the root ball in and then laid the tomato on its side. And at the end of the trench, he put a little mound of soil so that the tip of the tomato was laying on a cushion. And I said, you only have 2 inches on that cushion. Everything else is laying down. And he said, the stem of your tomato is filled with dormant buds. And he planted his way. I planted mine the regular way. And his plants got to be a lot bigger than mine. And at the end of the year, I noticed on the bottom of your tomato plant, little bumps about 6-8 inches from the ground up, 6 to 8 inches, there were these bumps. And he explained to me that those bumps are roots. And if I had laid them down like his, that entire stem would have turned into a root ball. And at the end of the year, his plants were far superior to mine. They matured quicker. He had fruit a lot earlier, and he had more fruit. So that's how I plant my tomatoes now. All of the other vegetables, I put them in regularly. But tomatoes, I put them a little bit deeper. I lay them on their side and let the top 3 inches stand up with a pillow of soil, and then it comes right straight up. I will mound some soil around the stem to help it, and they do much, much better. So you give that a try.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.